Business Matters in association with the LYIT Faculty of Business. Do you want to learn how to tap into unprecedented opportunities in the food and drink industry? Then join our Higher Diploma in Food Product Innovation and Enterprise. This course is 100% online and co-funded by Donegal Local Enterprise Office. Visit lyit.ie for more information.
Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell and you're welcome to Business Matters. Later in the podcast, I'll be talking to co-owner of Brown's Gala Stores in Letterkenny and Manor Cunningham, Philip Brown. But first, as part of Science Week, which takes place next month, STEAM have organised an event at the Dalman Centre in Yarn and at St Connor's National School in Kilcloony titled Silver Science Brainy Ettricks, Never Too Old to Learn Science. So joining me on the line to tell us more about this three-day event is Sinead McGleenan, Clients and Schools Engagement Executive with STEAM. Sinead, thanks for joining us on the programme.
Hello, Kieran. How are you? Thanks for having me on the programme.
Sinead, you and your company are getting ready to educate some of the people in Donegal about all things science. Tell us more.
Yes, Kieran, we're very excited. In STEAM education, we apply for funding through the Science Foundation Ireland, and we were very successful and are starting to going to run this programme called Silver Science, and we're piloting it. It's the first time it's ever been run. And it's called Silver Science, Brainiatrics, Never Too Old to Learn, as you say, learn science, as you say it. And it's brilliant that it's happening in Donegal. So when we were planning for the funding here, and we realised Donegal was the county in Ireland that would be brilliant for this project. And especially Port Nairn is where I would go and visit, and it's a beautiful part of the world with great people. So we decided to put in for the funding, and we're very successful.
What's the aim of the event, Sinead?
So the main aim of it is because kind of, Kieran, due to COVID, we found that the elder generation are more now aware of science and wanting to know more about science. So it's kind of twofold, as in the event is sent itself is teaching the older generation. So we've got a group from the Rossbeg and Brain Strands Care of the Aged, and so it's teaching the older generation science so that they then can teach their grandchildren. Okay. So it's a brilliant way of developing intergenerational impact there and kind of breaking the stereotype that the children realise, well, if my grandparent can learn science, then I can learn science, and also making it more fun. And I don't know about yourself, Kieran, but I know me, when I was younger, I listened to my grandparents far more than I ever did my parents. So it's a great way of the children learning science, as this is the key. We want children to learn science, to develop further in these areas, and we also want the older generation to know more about science.
Is there a big interest in the two generations and the whole area of science, Sinead?
Well, this is, as I said before there, Kieran, this is a pilot. So we're just trialing this in Donegal and with this cohort. So we approached Rossbeg and Downstrands Care of the Age Group, and they were very enthusiastic about getting involved in it. So we're obviously adhering to COVID guidelines, and it's sort of a new twist on it, as in the grandparents are teaching the children rather than vice versa. And with teaching the older generation, who are young at heart, I have to say, and very wise, and they want to know more about especially the brain and about science due to what's happening in the world at the minute. So we're keeping it very fun and having a lot of games, a lot of creativity, because with STEAM especially, we have the arts in STEAM, which helps creativity stick. And we're making sure to link in memories, and we have it's really important. It helps the both generations learn in a similar way, the older generation and the younger generation, and they can learn from each other and both enjoy it.
This is going to happen over 3 days. Can you tell me a bit more about how those days are going to be broken up in terms of activities?
Yes, Kieran, it's over the 3 days. So during the 3 days, well, myself, I'm a teacher, so I'll be there, and then we've other people from STEAM. And we also have a storyteller, and we also have a nurse to talk about the senses, and we also have a neuroscientist, Professor Richard Roach, coming from Maynooth to talk about how important memory is, linking music with memory and developing the brain. And they're all very excited about this project, as we are in STEAM.
And are there plans for maybe future similar events?
Yes, well, as I said, this is a pilot, so we're hoping that to maybe, you know, this is the first one, as in Silver Science Brainiatrics, looking at the brain. So there is possibility to, you know, focus on other areas and develop this throughout different parts of the country as well. So it's brilliant that Donegal have accepted this and are willing to give it a go, and hopefully it'll be a success and we can continue to teach Silver Science all over Ireland, and all the grandparents will be excited in teaching their grandchildren more science, and the main emphasis on fun and creativity.
And just in relation to the number of participants, what way are those numbers broken down into both categories?
So at the minute we've got 21 people from the Roughbeck, Downstrands, Curvey, Aged, and we've got the primary school. So the primary school are St Connell's National School, and we've got children from 5th and 6th class there, and what they'll be doing is they'll be doing similar lesson to the elderly group, and because research would show that they kind of the optimum age to get children involved and really interested in science, technology, engineering, arts and maths is between 9 and 13. So we're targeting that age group in the primary school, and then we've got the elder group doing the similar activities in the Donegal Centre. So it should be a brilliant event. Now, we're going to have all together, the groups all working together. That would have been the idea, but obviously due to COVID guidelines, we can't at the minute do that. So because this is the first one, there's plenty of scope to develop this further in years to come.
So obviously the emphasis is on maybe inspiring young scientists, entrepreneurs and innovators of tomorrow to sort of get a first look at maybe a career that's going to be in front of them.
Yes, Ciarán, totally. What we want to do is we want to not only empower the elder generation, but we also want to empower the younger generation and make them realise that science and technology and engineering, they can do it. We want to break the stereotype. We want to realise that anybody can be a scientist, anybody can be an engineer, and it's accessible to any age, and it's a brilliant career to go into, and learning life, it's learning about the world around you, and it's learning essential skills that you can then want to further develop, and as you said, have a career in this area in STEAM.
Sinead McLennan, Client and Schools Engagement Executive with STEAM, thanks for joining us on Business Matters.
Ciarán, before I go, can I just say a big hello to the group in Roughbeg and Downstrands? And they may be older group, but they're very young at heart, and especially also to the Donegal Centre and to Geraldine and Bernie, who have been such a brilliant help to me. And I so look forward to my time in Donegal. And thanks to yourself, Ciarán, for having me on the show. Thank you.
Join us after the break when we'll be chatting to Philip Brown.
Business Matters, in association with the LYIT Faculty of Business. Accelerate your workforce by enrolling them in one of our lifelong learning courses today. Visit lyit.ie for more information. LYIT Faculty of Business, designed by industry, delivered by experts.
You're welcome back. Philip Brown is co-owner of Brown's Gala Stores in Letterkenny and Manor Cunningham. After qualifying as a mechanical engineer, Philip worked with a number of companies before deciding to help run the family business on a full-time basis in 2016.
Well, I've always worked within the business on a Saturday when I was at school. And then I went off and done my own thing, qualified in mechanical engineering. Qualified there, went away and worked at Terex for 5 years as a design engineer. Moved on then closer to home, started to work then to Mantis Cranes with Seamus McMenamin up in Kellygarden. Stayed there for about 8 years, went through the Celtic Tiger days with Seamus, and then I moved on then to Fleming Engineering down in St Johnson with James down there. And then we had to make a decision at home. Was the shop going to be updated, or was it going to maybe close down? So myself...
How long was the shop and the family name?
It was on my great-uncle's name for about up until 1981, and then Dad took it over in 1981, and he's been there now for 40-odd years.
Long-standing.
It has been, and is well established within the village. So it is. So then the decision was made we were going to update it, because up until then it was just serve over the counter shop, the old traditional shop. So we made the decision that myself and my brother would take it over, And that was in 2016. So we took it over in 2016, went with the brand name Gala, and we have strived from that onward. Then on 2019, Kathleen Dever, the postmistress in Manor Cunningham, decided to retire. So we applied for the post office in Manor Cunningham, and I was successful, and now I am the postmaster in Manor Cunningham, and the post office is co-located within the shop. So now when you pull up at the shop, it's a one-stop shop. You have your post office, you have your shop, convenience store, there now in the one stop.
So how big of an asset is having the post office now, Philip?
The post office, it has continuous footfall. I know you have your busy days and your quiet days. It's very important to the elderly, where they socially meet every Friday morning. You have the same customers at the same time every Friday, and it's just that people get to know what's going on, who's doing what, and what baby's been born and who's died and all that there. So it's more a social thing.
Manor is a small village with a lot going on, and obviously with the post office being there now, your shop is more or less the focal point for the village, Philip.
Well, we're situated along the main street, and that's where most of the activity takes place. So anybody that knows Manor knows that it's been bypassed several times, and then the car, you know, everybody travels up and down. So we're on the main street, dead centre, easy access, so we're there all the time, from 6:30 in the morning right through to 10:00 at night.
Just going back to your previous work in life, Philip, what was the attraction about engineering when you were young?
Well, agricultural machinery has always been kind of in the blood, so there was an interest in engineering and welding, fabricating. So then the natural step was to go on and get a qualification in that. And I was lucky enough to work within Terex and got vast amount of experience up there with the quarry screening equipment and dealing with subcontractors, employee, other staff members, R&D. So it was a challenge all the time up there. It was challenging, and it was overcoming the problem solving all the time.
Do you miss it?
I do miss it. So it is, like, that's where the heart would lie, out in the middle of it, designing problems. And that's where I'm lucky enough now, I had a few boys, and they're coming home with leaving cert projects and junior cert projects, and we're sitting down solving them. Just last week it was a junior cert project, so we're sitting down solving that or coming up with ideas. So yes, I do miss it from day to day times.
Philip, how did you find the readjusting from being an employee for such a long time to now being your own boss, essentially?
One of the biggest challenges is there's a difference between going visiting your siblings or your father and then working with them 24/7. So that took a little bit more adjustment than I thought. But we did overcome it. We still have our Barney's days, but on the whole, we get on the best.
And you have an agri side to the business as well in Manor Cunningham?
Yes, we have a hardware store out the back in Manor, and that's where the local farmers would come and get cattle feed. Then your DIY person would be coming for bits and bobs, for putting up a shelf or whatever they're doing.
COVID impacted on a lot of businesses. I suppose your line of business was one that was allowed to remain open. Philip, talk to me about that time, and talk to me about the time since.
COVID had come all of a sudden. We didn't know what to expect or what was going to happen. It landed on our door, and thankfully it was one of the good times for us. People then started to shop local, stayed local. So we seen an upturn in the business. We then seen that there was people isolating, vulnerable people that didn't want to come out. So we had to adjust the business, and we developed a delivery service. So every morning we developed a newspaper around the parish of Manor. So you had people getting their newspapers, and then getting along with that, then they started to get their carton of milk, their bread, their weekly groceries. And we continued that on. And then some of the feedback coming back was that they were missing some of the items that we couldn't offer. So we teamed up with McCairn's Butchers and Rafoe. So the customers then started ringing the orders onto McCairn's and Rafoe, and Bernard and his crew delivered it down on a Friday. and then the customers come into us and collected it, so they didn't have to come leave the parish or expose themselves to COVID. Some of the delivery services continue on today because, as you know, it still hasn't disappeared, and people some people are vulnerable and they want to protect themselves.
So it gives you, I'm sure, a good sense of satisfaction of being able to provide a service to that and continuing to do so, given the need for it.
Yes, definitely there was a need within the Manor area because people, you know, even though we're close to Letterkenny, they didn't want to travel, you know, with public transport, with the isolation, and then with the lockdown, they didn't want to travel into the bigger village towns. So we did benefit that way.
Philip, what are the biggest challenges facing smaller convenience stores like yourself and Manor?
The current challenges, there are several challenges. One is the shortages, and that's basically down to COVID and Brexit. So when you put in an order, you don't know exactly what you're getting until the order actually comes. It can be delayed. There can be a problem with dates. Other challenges can be the costs. Everything seems to be rising. So it is. So every time you get a delivery, there's an extra cost. Or an item's getting more expensive, and our own costs in house are rising all the time as well.
How many are employed by your group at the minute, Philip?
At the minute, we have 13 staff on a full time and a part time basis.
So it's a busy enterprise.
It's busy on a day to day basis, keeping everything right, and I'm thankful that we have a good team around me. They're all there, they're all keen, interested, and they're there to support me, and I'm there to support them.
You mentioned that you were always working at the shop from a young age. What are your first memories of working in the shop, Philip, when you were a young fella?
Probably when we started secondary school, we started to work in the shop, and the one thing that sticks out in my mind is the price of potato, cheese and onion was then compared to now what it is.
What was the price then?
I'm not going to tell you that. But no, that's the one thing sticks out in my mind is the potato crisps. But things have developed a lot since that. We're changing with the times continually, grasping the whole social media thing, the Instagrams, the TikToks, the Facebook, is keeping on top of that. And every generation has a different social media outlet, so it's keeping on top of that all the time.
So how important is it to keep up to date with the range and what? Keep up to date for what people are looking for at that particular time?
Well, thankfully, Gala are very supportive, and David would be our ROE, and he's there, you know, at the end of the phone, and they're constantly keeping us right, what the trends are, what people are looking for, what offers are there, and continue to keeping us right on that side of things.
Philip, we're upstairs in the Brown's Gala store in Long Lane in Letterkenny. You acquired this business about 14 months ago. How did all that come about?
Basically, we were just having a conversation with the Gala rep, and we were just talking away, and the next thing he dropped that there possibly would be a second store locally. So I says, I might be interested. Where do I go and speak to Lee and the boss himself? And we had a bit of a discussion. We said, sure, let's give it a go. So we said, right, let's go. We got a look at it, spoke to the previous tenants or owners, and then we decided to go ahead with it. And thankfully, everything's working out well up there, up in the Long Lane here. Again, it's very like Manor. It's like a small community within its own.
I was going to ask you, how different is it to Manor?
It's definitely different. You're dealing with, town people versus the country people. There's nobody coming in here with dirty wellies. So it takes a wee bit to get used to what people in the town are like compared to out in the country.
When you're not working, Philip, I know you're a keen fitness fanatic. You do a bit of training, and you compete for 24/7 in the triathlon club. It's important to sort of have that outlet when you're in business, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely you need somewhere to go. If it's only going out to the gym and having a conversation with three or four guys out there, or if it's going for a run with somebody on a Sunday morning or a Saturday evening on the bike, definitely you need to get away from the business and get some headspace. And that's where some of the light bulb moments can take place when you're out in your own out in a country road running, and all of a sudden you have some idea, and then you come back, you speak to some of the guys or girls there, and they go, yeah, that's a great idea, let's try that. So yes, that's important to get out and about and networking with other people.
Can you outline a typical week in your life at the minute?
Typical week, on a Monday morning, you're up and at it at 6:30, and then you have all the bread men, suppliers coming in, and you have all the staff coming in, and you're catching up with the crack over the weekend, who done what and what happened. Then you're looking at, you know, getting everything sorted for the week. Is everybody all right for the week? According to the shift schedule, then it's getting all the orders in, right, what's coming up, is it a bank holiday, is it Easter, is it Halloween? So we're getting busy now for Halloween this week, so we're starting to look at, right, what's the customers going to be looking for now this weekend, the orders will be going in for some of the products this week. So you're making sure that you have your shelves now full on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and that everything's covered. And then with the bank holiday, it can upset a few things. Different stuff comes in on different days, so it's keeping on top of that and making sure that what you ordered is coming in and that you're not short.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned in business, Philip?
Always respect the person beside you, because you don't know, is he going to be your customer, your boss, or where you're going to run into that. So always respect the person around you, because you don't know where you're going to meet that person.
If you weren't running your own businesses now, where do you think you'd be and what do you think you'd be doing?
What would I be doing? I think I would be still within the engineering environment, and probably would have went out on my own and started my own business somewhere within the engineering field.
Is there anyone in business that you admire or look up to, Philip?
I worked with Seamus McMenamin for 8 years and owe him a great deal. And he is definitely somebody that I do admire, and has done a lot for the engineering in the county, and has done a lot for the county with Mantis Cranes and McMinnon Engineering.
Was there one standout quality that he has?
Seamus kept everybody right. He looked after you, seen that you were right, and if you were right, you looked after him.
What advice, Philip, would you give your 21-year-old self?
Don't be afraid. Starting your own business or getting involved in your own business can be a scary thought, and you can overthink the whole thing, but don't be afraid. Grasp it, try it. Somebody keeps telling me, if it doesn't scare you, it's no good, don't try it. So that has challenges been given to me a few times, and it definitely has scared me, but I've come out the other side a lot better.
It's a family business, as we've mentioned. Are there members of your own family coming into the business now, Philip?
At the minute, I have 4 boys, and Mark's away off to college there now at the minute, and Ryan is 5th year, and Jack is in 3rd year, and the 3 boys are constantly working on the business. Like, they're working their weekends, they're off on holidays, they're there. There's always something for them to do, and some of them have a keen interest in it.
And do you see them maybe come along and taking over the mantle at some stage?
Well, that's up to them. I'm not going to force them into it. They have to go and learn their own life lessons, and if they want to come back the same way as I did, that's up to them, but I leave that up to them.
And finally, Philip, what lies ahead for yourself and your business?
I think if we can keep stable now for the next few years, and get over on the other side of COVID, and then we can start looking and developing the business plan, for the next few years. The post office is there now for another 5 years. What's that going to look like in 5 years? That's what we have to try to predict. Is it going to be there at all? Get the business plan together and see if we can, where the growth is going to be, what changes are going to come through. The carbon tax, like diesel, petrol, where's that going to be in 5 years? So we're going to have to start looking at what's coming through in the green agenda and see what's happening there.
Philip Brown, co-owner of Brown's Gala Stores in Letterkenny and Manorcunningham, thanks for taking the time to talk to us on Business Matters.
Thank you, Kieran.
Well, that's it for this edition of Business Matters. Thanks to my guests, Philip Brown and Sinead McLennan.
Thanks to Kevin Fury on sound, and thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, drop an email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com.
Business Matters, in association with the LYIT Faculty of Business. Do you want to learn how to tap into unprecedented opportunities in the food and drink industry? Then join our Higher Diploma in Food Product Innovation and Enterprise. This course is 100% online and co-funded by Donegal Local Enterprise Office. Visit lyit.ie for more information.